Cynthia August confesses that it was her son who inspired and pushed her to create her own business.
He was making so many questions, and one of them was like, why we are wasting resources? Why we are wasting so much water? So because of his questions, I was like, wow, yes, and how we could do things different.
Arcas decided she needed to start with herself. That's how the brand Arcas Bear was born, sneakers made of recycled material. The eco-friendly sneakers, though available in many colors, have never been dyed. They were just made from recycled material of similar color.
And dyeing colors, you know, you use water, you are using chemicals. So I was thinking and balancing all of this, and we decided to do sustainable sneakers made of recycled rubber and recycled cotton and plastic bottles. Inside is very comfortable. It has coconut fiber.
Old footwear, disfigured and discolored, turns into designer shoes.
Those are pieces of rubber. Those are pieces of other soles that should be discarded. And we decide to reutilize in the production.
Arcas' sneakers shown at the Vegan Fashion Week that took place in Los Angeles early in October. Together with other designers, Arcas wants to prove that eco-friendly doesn't mean ugly. A lot of vegan clothing and shoe items are sold for hefty prices, and there are a whole variety of styles to choose from.
I was a stylist to celebrities, right? So I was making and outfits for people, and I was buying up to like $10,000 to $15,000 worth of amazing luxury shoes a month. And I wanted to find a way to make a version that was non-leather and not using any animal cruelty, but also having that same amazing feel, fit, and fashion sense. And so I went out to do it myself.
Rebecca Mink has been making designer vegan shoes for Hollywood celebrities for over 20 years. Apples, pineapples, mushrooms, the materials she uses will astonish any clothing guru. The shoes are manufactured in Italy and cost a fortune. But high price is something that a lot of vegan shoes share. These sneakers, for example, cost $200 a pair. But sustainability and eco-friendliness is in fashion, so the companies making such footwear are not complaining about the lack of customers.
The regular shoes companies, the sales like going down. For vegan shoes, it's going up. Because what they are made of is not a fashion, you know, just a trend.
For now, vegan shoes seem to be a U.S. thing. European countries still like their leather. So most vegan designers are exclusive to the U.S., where they know they will find customers. Frangelina Bogdasaryan in Los Angeles, NRI's Daily News.